Good morning. This is Abby with your News Roundup Berlin briefing for the week of December 1st to the 6th of 2019. The rent cap of the Red Red Green Coalition is to relieve Berlin's tenants. However, the law will have a considerable effect on the Berlin Treasury. The coalition factions have earmarked 28 million euros for the necessary personnel in districts, the Senate Department for Urban Development, and the State Investment Bank Berlin, or IBB, in the dual budget for 2020-2021. According to Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic, considerably more assaults against gay men, transsexuals, and lesbian women in Berlin have been registered by the police this year. By the end of September, there were 261 insults, threats, and attacks. In 2018, in the same period of the previous year, the police counted 184. According to Berlin State Secretary and SPD politician Zalzan Şebli, unknown suspected right-wing extremists sent her a death threat letter this past week. She announced on Twitter that, despite the threats, she will not let up in her work for an open, tolerant society. The capital airport, BER, could need more money than planned. The airport company, FBB, did not give a concrete figure, but explained that more money was needed for personnel and that talks were in progress with the shareholders. Airport CEO Engelbert Lütke-Doldrup told the special committee of the Brandenburg State Parliament in Potsdam on Monday that about 200 more employees were needed to, quote, safely operate the BER. According to its deputy head, the police station that opened 2 years ago on Berlin's Alexanderplatz mainly acts as an information office for tourists. While it's said to act as a crime deterrent, the majority of the recorded crimes that take place at Alex do not end up being reported to the police station there, but to other departments. This is the result of a comparison with general crime figures for the location. Wednesday morning, for several hours, large parts of the passenger information of the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVG, failed. The 630 above-ground displays for passenger info have been around for many years and are repeatedly criticized because they do not reliably predict the arrival of the next train or bus. After years of debate, the Senate approved the draft of the development plan for Checkpoint Charlie on Tuesday. Apartments, a Cold War museum, and a city square are to be built. The draft will now be discussed and decided in the House of Representatives, and the development plan should be finalized by the beginning of February. Berlin's first swimming pool air dome opened on Wednesday on Seestrasse in Wedding. Activists of Face to Face continue to protest Amazon pushing ahead with gentrification in the city, with more than 3,000 high-earning employees in a 35-story high-rise building in Friedrichshain. In the aftermath of the August murder of a Georgian by a Russian in Kleiner Tiergarten, the suspect is being given special protection while incarcerated, and Chancellor Merkel has criticized Russia for not cooperating with the investigation. We'll elaborate more on this ever-developing story on Monday. A man was apprehended at Südkreuz station after harassing a female passenger and smoking crack on a Flixbus ride from Stuttgart to Berlin. Intensive construction has been happening on the Karl Marx Allee in Mitte for a year and a half, and now the Senate Traffic Department is suddenly changing its plans and will carry out a considerable replanning of the street at short notice and during the ongoing construction work. The wide parking strip in the middle of the east-west tangent will not return. Instead, at the insistence of the Senate Traffic Department, a, quote, green midway park is being created at the site. Tomorrow, Sunday, December 8th, many Berlin stores will open their doors for business for a Verkaufsoffenen Sonntag. For a list of participating shopping malls and shops, please follow the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back with regular daily reports on Monday. Thanks for listening.